This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is Friday.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Oh, thank you. So nice of you to say.
I know. Super sweet.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone.
Oh.
Transform your home into a work of art, like I did.
Yeah,
my
did.
Kitchen is amazing thanks
Beautiful.
To All Natural Stone. They have an exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com for more details. Or follow them on Instagram. They post tons of cool ideas there. Good follow.
All natural. I like them a lot. This is cool. God, it just makes me want to like redecorate.
But you know what? Speaking of, I'm looking now back into your room, and you know what your couch reminds me of?
Oh.
And I might
shoot.
Not be seeing it very well, but I love this commercial campaign. I think it might be for Geico. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's the guy who teaches you how to not be like your parents. And
oh my God, I love
they're
those
my
commercials.
Favorite. And one of them
they're
is
so great.
He's in this lady's living room, and he just starts throwing all her throw pillows off the couch, and she's like no, but and it's just you can't sit on a couch with that many pillows. You got to get rid of
them so that they support your back if you're sitting sideways, or if you want an armrest.
I'm sorry, the Geico guy would throw all those pillows on.
I
the
know
floor.
He does not. He doesn't want my throw pillows.
I believe it's Progressive.
Progressive.
Oh,
so
there it is.
So sorry, Progressive. I didn't
fine.
Mean to. That guy.
Those are so damn
they're,
funny. Like when he's doing the thing.
On becoming your parents.
And the guy
it
goes.
It came about where my.
There it is.
He's thrown them all. Well, she has too many.
Plus, I
made
really,
those. It's hard to throw away stuff you make.
I love it so much. They're in the hardware store, and a guy with blue hair walks by, and the guy's all, look. And we all see it. We all see it. And then, that guy has blue hair. It's just so stupid. Like, oh my God. Who cares,
right,
dude?
Let it go. There's one where he's standing on stage, like giving a
presentation.
Right. Oh my
yeah.
God, it's so funny. The last guy sends him. Did I just hashtag?
Yeah, they're excellent. Anyway,
it's him though. He's great. His reactions to it. No,
I love
no.
all your pillows. Well done.
Oh,
where did
thank you.
Your hallucin.
It's. I just realized when you said that it's over. I wheeled it out of the way.
Junk, oh.
You know the jalopy's over on the side because.
All right.
We cleaned the room yesterday.
Well, anyway, good morning, everyone. So I am broadcasting now back in my wife's office where I belong, and everything is in its proper place. I know there are people out there like, dude, your dumb mouth goes with you everywhere you go. What do you care? Look, I need my stuff in my spaces so I can do what I do. Mm-hmm. It frees me up. Once I got everything in its place, it frees me up to do my job.
Yeah, then there's no distractions.
I feel like everything is off, and I can't get anyway. The rain will start falling. In fact, Nicole said she drove in rain today.
Yep.
And Sarah said it fell overnight as well.
Yep.
So the rain is now here, and it's much needed. So that's good news. Big weekend for sports fans. So there's two games, the championship games on Sunday: Bucks versus Packers at noon, Bills versus Chiefs at 3:40-ish. There's also a McGregor fight Saturday night. You know, I don't know anybody that gets these fights. I don't. And I used to love fights, but I just don't. I'm not a pay-per-view guy, I guess.
My brother gets like every single fight.
Oh, does he?
Oh, he does? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like him too? You're a fighting guy?
Yeah, I usually do go over there and watch it with him.
I used to just go to the bars and watch him. Because if it's something to do, and you usually have to pay a cover to get into the bar.
It's like a 10 buck cover or something, 5, 10 bucks usually. Mm. And then like a minimum
bars.
Drink.
Going to bars,
too.
That's like olden days sounding to me. Bar.
So anyway, the McGregor fight Saturday night. And by the way, it's looking like the Olympics this summer will be canceled. Japan made the announcement yesterday. They floated an idea of an announcement out there. And the International Olympic Committee was like, what the? What?
Wait, what?
Hold on, can't. It's too soon. But Japan was like, how do you think we're going to get this done?
Right.
And I don't disagree with them.
I know. This summer is too soon. It's hard. It's awful to say, but.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
There was a marathon. It was the New York Marathon. My wife had qualified for it, and there was a huge storm there.
Right.
I believe it was Hurricane Sandy, and it was wreaking havoc, and there was all kinds of trouble, but they kept holding out that the race was going to happen. We get on a plane for New York. While we're in the air, headed there the day before the race, they cancel the thing. We get there and we're like, we land. And actually, the missus has to use the bathroom. And I went and got us a car. And the guy, me and the guy are chatting. And she comes out, finally has turned her phone on and goes, they canceled the race. And I was kind of like, well, duh. I don't know how anyone thought. They have no power.
So then did it just turn into a fun trip to New York?
It turned into, well, we made the best of it. But my point is, every person, including us, that went under the guise that this was still happening, felt ripped off. How could you not?
Yeah,
you brought us to town and then you canceled. And I think that's my point is you got to cancel before people keep training, before people keep expecting to be at peak performance. And then find themselves going, oh, so we're not, so I'm just, so it's over.
Let's go get some New York-style pizza and make the best of this.
So I feel bad for the athletes. It's a big deal to try to be training up to your peak performance for, July, whatever date.
It's so disappointing. Incredibly disappointing.
And they've been, they were already probably looking forward to it when it was canceled last year, so... That's a big disappointment, and yet better they announce
it's
it now
better
than later.
Right, exactly.
So it's not official, but it does look like the Olympics are canceled.
Maybe
I wanted to mention this.
Oh, I was going to say they could do vaccinations for anyone who was planning to compete or attend or, I don't know.
We'll see. Maybe they do create a bubble of sorts and turn it into just strictly a TV show, which is probably all it could be.
Right.
You can't have spectators, but I mean, I love it. I love the track and field. I love a lot of the summer events.
It's
and
great.
Surfing was going to get its debut, and that's
and skateboarding, right? I mean, there was like a whole slew of new sports.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to mention this because I thought she was the highlight of yesterday's inauguration. Amanda Gorman, who is the Youth Poet Laureate and spoke at the inauguration. And I personally felt not only did I get hope and loved her whole presentation, everything, the writing, the delivery, all of it, and really got hope from it. I just really liked it a lot. Anyway. Apparently, she's a writer in that she has books out.
Oh.
And they're not even out yet. And yet they hit Amazon's bestseller list yesterday in pre-sales.
Wow. Are they poetry? Are they works of fiction?
So,
what sort of books are we talking about?
And this was just hours after her speech. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's the other thing I was going to say. At that age, to handle that much pressure and to be that polished.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Her parents must be so proud. Everyone who knows her. I mean, she was amazing.
Yep.
Like really
anyway,
a standout.
As she finished, she found out two books she's working on have already hit the top of Amazon's bestseller list. They're not even out yet, so it's pre-sales. One is a collection of her poetry, and the other is a kid's book called Change Sings. both come out this September, and wow, that is the kind of reward she deserves. I hope that she has a... Art is a hard thing to turn into a career, especially poetry.
Oh, my God, right. It's not... No one... Everyone's like, no, thanks. I don't read poetry.
No one knows the best-selling poet. Or maybe you do.
Is it Robert Frost, Emily Dickinson? I mean, you know, like you can name the big poets, Yeats, whatever that guy's name is. Like, I wouldn't know their poem if I heard it. But remember, we used to write so much poetry in school. They'd make you write poetry.
Well, I write poetry, and that's what my dumb songs, how I got my dumb songs. But of course,
I suppose the lyrics are poetry. That's
true. In a way, yes.
No, for sure. Right. They have rhythm. They have cadence. They generally rhyme. Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't have any poetry books in the house. Do you?
I do not, sir.
And I have a lot of books.
Yeah.
But no poetry.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Congratulations to her. I really liked her.
Yep. She got the kids' book.
So this is a trip because, look, our phones, there's a lot going on there. And I truly have to be honest, at a certain point, after really being trying to stay up on these things, I realize there's not much new coming out and I really don't care anymore. Like, I felt like I was going to fall behind
if
I didn't.
Over it.
If I didn't get the new phone, I'm going to fall behind and this is going to be a disaster for me.
You were the guy who was like doing up the new phone every time. That was always surprising.
And I haven't been that way for some time now. So anyway, this apparently is something that iPhone has available on all of them.
What is it?
On TikTok, apparently, there is a trend. I don't know what you call it, you know, but a lot of people are posting. Let me see. Something that feels illegal to know.
Oh.
So these are videos that people are posting where they're like, you know, oh, my God, I know about this and it feels illegal.
Oh, okay.
So, okay?
Yeah, I got it.
So a TikToker shared an iPhone hack in response to the current trend on TikTok, which asks users to reveal something that feels illegal to know.
Okay.
He says, I don't feel like it should be illegal, but it's shady.
Okay.
He explains in his video, the hearing setting on your iPhone can be used with AirPods to listen in on other people's conversations, even when you're not in the room.
Like if you just leave your
phone behind and have your AirPods on, the people in the room you've just walked out of start talking about you and you're listening to it. Unbeknownst to them.
Wow, I didn't realize. Can you record it too?
You can leave it in any room. You can listen to what anybody's saying at any time.
Wow.
Honestly,
I feel like when you eavesdrop and you hear something about yourself, it's your own fault.
Well, believe me, the reactions range from, no, I don't want to get my feelings hurt, to, this is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Why did my heart rate just spike?
Mm-hmm.
Never trust people with AirPods. Got it. And someone else writes, I already think everyone talks about me. This is probably something most of us would never think to use. I certainly wouldn't.
I would never do that.
I don't care. I would like to think the people around me.
Unless I really needed to know something, and then I'd plant the seed, drop my phone, and leave the room.
Most people I know talk crap right to my face, so I feel like I'm well aware of how everyone feels. But
plus, I like having my phone on me. Like, leaving it behind, it's kind of like, what am I going to do while I sit here and wait for them to talk about me?
I guess it might even be more disappointing if you try a million times and no one ever says a word about you.
You leave the room, and they're like, so, now that she's gone, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah,
that's
unfortunate,
funny
that you find out you're totally forgettable.
That would be, see, you don't want to know that. You want to think everyone's talking about you.
So that's on your iPhone. I don't think that is on both operating systems.
That's so crazy.
The Google. It's
so
iPhone specific.
That's a function, like if you are hard of hearing,
the design is supposed to eliminate some of the background noise for you as well, so that you can pick up the conversation and hear it through your your AirPods or whatever.
That's very interesting.
It seems like it would have that use. Like, there are people, I know mm-hmm. that, who can't hear well. And,
right.
you know, my dad was one of them. Before he got his Bluetooth headphones, you just couldn't be in the room with the guy. The TV was blasting in order for him to be able to hear it.
Oh.
So there's people with this problem.
Yes.
And yet, that is shady.
It is. Is it under accessibility? I'm going to need to know where to.
It's a control center. And then
did you find it already?
It's called Live Listen. I looked it up.
Oh, Live okay. Listen?
It's called Live Listen, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yikes. Maybe that's the thing you need to do at work, right? There's the function where you leave it in the boss's office and walk out and see what happens.
You come back 10 minutes later. I need my phone back.
I forgot my phone. Sorry about that.
By the way, you're a total D. Hey, you know, I'm actually wondering, as I think about this, like, I wonder if you, this is so me specific, if you could have those earbuds in when you're playing with a band and have it, you know, if it was out in the audience, you'd be able to hear what it sounded like out front. That might be interesting. Never mind. Moving on.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oops.
Well, that's a specific use you might have
yes,
for it.
Yes, very specific.
Not a lot of performers in our audience, but I'm sure some.
Yeah, sure some.
408 says, apparently that iPhone trick is used by car salesmen.
Oh.
Interesting.
Very. So well, the highest we'll go is...
that there are uses beyond just spying on your family. Interesting.
That's all right. Wow, I guess if you wanted to hear if it was a negotiation, that's mm-hmm. that's actually a great trick.
Yeah, I'll let the husband and wife discuss, you know, work it out.
Go ahead,
I'll
why don't
be right
you guys
back.
Talk about it? Why don't go you talk ahead, about you. It?
I remember.
I really want the car. I don't care what it costs.
You know what's funny? So I guess this was the 70s. Do you remember when we had the oil shortage, the gas shortage
yeah, sure.
of the 70s? What was that? Was that the late 70s? I don't even remember.
Yeah,
I was a little
oil
boy.
Crisis or the gas crisis.
Thing. And my dad always had it. It was a major thing. Like where we lived, you could only get gas on certain days and it
right.
went by your license plate. It was a real. We thought we were going to run out of gas. That was what we were being told by our government, that gas was done.
Yeah.
And we've got to get rid of all these big muscle cars that everyone's driving. And my dad actually went, all right, we're going to get rid of the Oldsmobile station wagon.
Oh.
And we're going to get this little Toyota station wagon. And so we go to the dealer and I'm with my dad. And he's trying to negotiate with this guy. Meanwhile, I don't even know why I care about getting the new car. I just want it. So I'm sitting there going, I'll chip my allowance in on this. Go ahead and pay him what he wants. And my dad's looking at me like, would you shut up?
Mm-hmm. Why did I bring this kid?
What, I'm trying to do something here.
Sandy asked me to take you. I did. It was a huge mistake.
It's just so stupid. We did get that car, though. And man, what a downgrade from the giant souped up Oldsmobile to the, I mean, they were like paper doors.
Yeah.
Just junk. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with hashtag Bernie, and we'll move on from there right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.